YouTube, I'm here with another video, and this one is slightly different because I was saying on my Change and Play with Angel video that I was expecting new toys. These are Fingerlings, baby pet monkeys from Wowee Toys. And I, when I'm ill or bored or both, I love to look at YouTube videos, gaming videos, toy videos, you know, just anything that will distracticate me. By the way, before I go on, I must give a shout out to Liam Irvin's game channel, Audio Games, and other games too, but the ones I've seen are Audio Games. It is just so good. If you haven't seen it, please do go check it out. It is youtube.com/LiamIrvin, LiamIrvin. Please like, subscribe, support. He does have Patreon, which I don't, because mine is too small as of yet. And I don't need it. So he does need the support because he uses copyrighted stuff for which he has to pay. He needs equipment. So please do check him out. If you like him, please do support him. Right, having said that, he didn't pay me to. I really do passionately believe it's a good channel, and that's why I want to support it. Right, I saw this thing about fingerlings. There is a very good how to play with your fingerlings video on YouTube, which I will link to in the description. They are such cute little baby monkeys. There are several different colours. They come in pink, purple, turquoise, white, light blue, dark blue, and black. So you can get girl ones or boy ones. They all have names. They've all been given names. Now, of course, I wanted the pink one, but I couldn't get that one on Prime because I wanted it tomorrow. As of, you know, yesterday, I wanted it tomorrow, not wait 2 weeks for it. So I ordered Sophie the white one so I could have it today. And I also ordered Bella the pink one so that I could have it in a couple of weeks so I could have two of them. Right, so I've got this little box here. It is quite, they are very small, but they do all kinds of cool stuff. They don't have apps because they're tiny little things, but they interact with you. They react to motion and sound. So we will see what this thing does. I've got the box. It's quite a small box and it looks fairly easy to get into. It's got one of these cardboard backs that you peel away, which I'm just now doing. Oh, easy peasy lemon squeezy. Back's coming away. Back's off. Just as easy as that. Ha! Huh. That was the outer blister. This is the inner blister. Oh! I thought that was going to be furry. I thought it was going to be furry all over, and it's not. It's not. It's actually plastic, so that's a bit of a letdown. Does it have any elastic and things on there? Yes, it does. Oh, we might need some scissors. Batteries are already in this thing. So it should turn on straight away and I should be able to play with it. Right, let's get this elastic cut. There's a little tab here. And then there's some elastic. So let's try to cut it without cutting my fingers off. And she is out. Okay, what do we have? We have... Let's get the elastic from around her neck so she doesn't get garroted. Oh, she's cute, mind. Even if she isn't fluffy all over. We have a little, I would say about the length of my hand without the tail. We have a little monkey. The arms and legs, do they move? I don't know. But the head moves, you can hear, I'm actually moving it myself, but I think she's going to move that when she turns on. She has a tuft of hair like a Mohican on top of her head. Now, on either side of her head is where her sensors are. You can tap her, you can pet her. Her arms and legs are made to grip things, so she's actually on my finger at the moment. Now the next thing I've got to do is find... Oh, there's the on-off switch, which is on the back of her head. Right, now, the moment of truth. Is she going to work? Hello. Yes, she is! Oh my gosh, her eyes move. Hey! Right, I'm petting her head. And I'm stroking her. I'm shaking her. Oh, she's happy. That's her singing. And I'm tapping her head. That's what was making her laugh. And I'm stroking her. Now, if I cradle her whole head... Excuse me! Now, I'm going to hang her upside down from her tail. And apparently she likes this. I'm going to just swing her. There she goes, she likes that. Now, I quite like this because... It's not horrendously loud. She's only small. Oh, she's cute. Now if I cradle... Oh, pardon you! Oh, she's cute. Now, I'm going to make her go to sleep. I'm going to lie her on her back in my hand. You're going to go to sleep? She still thinks she's upside down. Come on, you're not upside down yet. I'm just gonna rock her and see where that gets. Up and down, like a seesaw. It's better than back and side to side. Oh, now you're not supposed to be singing. You're supposed to be going to sleep. Oh, yes, she turns her head. I'm just going to hang her tail over my finger like that. So she knows. Ah, there she goes. She's asleep, see? She does not want to go to sleep. She's very, very sensitive to which position she's in. And I need to get, where I got her, where she was sleeping, I actually got her tail right over my finger so that she was absolutely level on my hand. Like that. Let's see. She just wants to kiss me and play. But she is a cute little thing, and I'm gonna have some fun with her. And she's right side up again now. When she sings like that is when she turns her head. And the way I like to have her actually is easiest for me, because my fingers are a bit bigger than a child's fingers, is with her tail around my little finger. And then I can hold her with the rest of my fingers, and she's upright, and I can just move her about the easiest. And then her head doesn't get fouled by my long finger. Hello? Yes. Now, if you leave her, she'll get bored. Let's see what happens if I'm just quiet now for a minute. All right. I edited that, obviously, because I wasn't going to let you listen to a minute of silence. But if you don't play with her for a minute, she'll whistle. And if you leave her for any longer than that, she will go to sleep and turn herself off. But yeah, she's a cute little thing. And I like her. As I said, I would have liked it better if she'd been furry all over. But for $14.99, you know, you can't really complain. She has adorable little eyes that actually move. She has a moving head. She has arms and legs that grip onto things, so you can hang them on. I'm going to hang these two on my curtains, or on my curtain rail. My bedroom is where all my monkeys collection is. So I think these two are going to look lovely on my curtain rail. Hello. She's a happy little one. What's the matter with you? She's going a bit mad. I was tapping her head. Yes, so she reacts to being blown at, to being breathed on, to being to loud noises. You can clap or snap and she will react. I can't do that because she's on my hand. So you'd have to hang her on something to clap. So, and she's hanging on my finger at the moment. Yeah, she reacts to loud noises, she reacts to you talking. She's actually, I'm not moving her, but she's reacting because she can hear my voice. So really, when you think of it, okay, she doesn't have any fur except on top of her head. But you know, for... Oh, kisses to you, sweetie pie. For the money, I think you get a lot of bang for your buck, really. And I have seen much more expensive toys that have given me a lot less fun. Oh, that's a new one. That's a new one. And from what I've seen from the reviews, she will actually do more the more I play with her. Or that's what they say. Right, well, I think I've done enough. I love her to bits. She's so cute. Right, I shall be off, and I shall get this edited and uploaded. So thank you for watching. Please like, subscribe, comment, whatever you'd like to do. Hope you all have a lovely day. Thank you very much, and take care. Thanks for watching. You're going to say bye-bye. She even gave you kisses. Bye, everybody.